watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah. It is completely an honor that we get to spend time with you today and that you are taking time to spend with us today. And we want to minister to you on giants. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, everybody has giants. We all have things in our lives that seem huge, monstrosities, big problems, obstacles, mountains. I was in the mountains the other day. We live here in Colorado, so we got mountains that are always here. And, you know, God says that He moves the mountains. God is big enough to move mountains. And sometimes it seems like there's impossibilities in your life that you need God to move. And we want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website today. You can probably think of some mountains immediately, some giants that you need God to move. Maybe it's some physical problems that you have. Maybe it's some emotional struggles. Maybe you've got a generation curse from your background that just seems like an insurmountable giant. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, and we know that God answers prayer and kills giants.
He does, and I think the worst words that come to us are kill us. When people speak bad words about us or to us, that can just squish you. And you may be watching right now and you say, yeah, a lot of people have told me I'll fail. A lot of people told me I'll never do anything. A lot of people told me I'm stupid. Hey, enough of that stuff. I want to pray with you and I want you to call in. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over evil words. And I thank you, those words fall to the ground and they bear no fruit in Jesus' name. Now listen, you need to call in because we have this wonderful series called Giant Slayer. Words can be the worst giants in your life. You need this and you need to call in right now.
And Mom, you know, when you talk about words, people saying words to you, thinking about David. David, this little shepherd boy,
right.
And he comes to kill Goliath. The story of David and Goliath. We love this story. I love this story. And Benji, my son, was talking to me about it last night. He's like, yeah, Mom, it's this movie. I said, it's David and Goliath. Yeah, that's right. But those words are super essential because if you remember, David went to the battle. His dad sent him to bring cheese to his brothers.
Right.
And his brothers say to him, dude, how come you're not back home watching over those little sheep? You're just worthless. You're out here trying to get all entertainment value. Go back and do the sheep. And sometimes we have relatives that are very discouraging to us. They tell us bad things. You're a loser. You can't do that. Maybe you've had that from your parents. They said that to you. Or you have siblings or even your kids. Sometimes they say things to you like, oh, Mom, you're just dumb like that. You are always a failure on these things. Hop on the phone. Get on the website. We want to pray with you that God would silence the tongue that rises in judgment against you. Maybe it's from a teacher, maybe it's from a coworker, but God would silence those tongues and that those words wouldn't penetrate. Because what happens, Mom, it gets in your heart and then it makes your soul bitter. And there's nothing productive from that.
And you may say, I have some real bitterness in my heart, and bitterness can really hurt you. And so I want you to call in and say, I have bitterness because let's see that giant slayed. We're not counseling you, but we're praying for you. And sometimes that bitterness can take hold of your faith and rob you of your faith, which could rob you of your miracles. So call in and be sure you get Giant Slayer. You don't need bitterness. You need to be free from it now in Jesus' name.
And Mom, sometimes a giant can be a kid who's lost the plot. A kid who's into drugs, a kid who's run away from God, a kid who's rebellious, a kid who, and you know, sometimes, I remember you said this, you know, about Mike, that you didn't necessarily do it all right, you know, and you think, oh, you know, I'm just getting bad things back because I did the wrong things. But God wants to encourage each person today. Maybe you've got a kid that's not walking with God or in drugs. We would love to pray. It seems so much like a big giant, like insurmountable. You're like, I've done everything I know to do and I can't make them change. But God can change their hearts. So hop on the phone, get on the website, leave the name of that child. We want to pray for them. And we see God do tremendous turnaround, particularly with our kids, Mom.
We do. Yeah. And I want to say something, Sarah, about migraine headaches and pain in your head, because a lot of people, they suffer from migraine headaches. And I believe Jesus is setting you free from that. And sometimes that's a long-term thing. You say, I've had the pattern of it for years. Hey, call in. We believe Jesus is setting you free from migraine headaches. Never again will you have one, because Jesus, the name of Jesus, is a giant slayer.
And Mom, the other thing too I feel strongly about is a pattern of failure. And that can be a giant. Patterns of failure. So maybe it's financial failure. You've had like ongoing bad financial decisions and it just seems like it's a pattern, continuous pattern of failure. Or sometimes it can be a pattern of failure with school. I wasn't very smart here, first grade, then they held me back and, you know, and we have these patterns of failure. And those patterns, they turn into giants and they seem like, oh my goodness, I can't defeat that giant. And if you're not careful, you run away from the giant. And what I love about David is he ran to the giant. He ran to the giant. And we want to pray for you that God would break that pattern of failure. And I love that David, when he ran to the giant, he didn't have some sophisticated little contraption or plan or strategy. I mean, this is a teenage kid with three rocks and a couple straps of leather. That's all he had. And yet he overcame a giant. And that's exactly what God can do through you. He can help you destroy that pattern of failure, even on little pieces at a time. Whether it's with a little rock, a little couple straps of leather, God can bring victory to you from all that failure. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Of course, grab these CDs, Giant Slayer. There's three CDs in here that will absolutely help you change. Some of it, Mom, I think we get in a mindset of failure, right? And some of it's just changing the mindset, renewing your mind. Romans 12:2 talks about that. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so maybe instead of seeing the giant as an impossibility, never is going to happen, it's just always this way, part of it is changing your mindset. So hop on the phone that we can pray for you that God would renew your mind, Romans 12:2.
And this is so important. I like what David did as he ran toward the giant. He said, God helped me kill a lion, God helped me kill a bear, and I'm going to kill you. And if you remember, he only threw one rock, but he had some more. So we say, well, why did he get so many rocks? Because the giant had brothers. So he had a rock for each brother. I want to tell you, God has a rock of his word, the name of Jesus, to kill any giant who's coming against you today, and especially those from your past. You've had answers to prayer, so get renewed about that. And call us for prayer, and of course, get the Giant Slayer. It works on all of your giants.
Another giant, I think, Mom, that people struggle with is a giant of cancer. You know, it's the C word.
Big time.
It's the C word. Nobody likes to say the C word. But it's a giant, and it needs to be slayed. Whether it's cancer of lymphoma, cancer of the liver, cancer of the breast, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the brain, this is a giant, the giant C. And Jesus, absolutely, every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. And Jesus is the original giant slayer. And remember what Paul says, greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And he who's in you, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit working in you is greater than any impossibility, greater than any prognosis, diagnosis, greater than any external giant, greater even than any doctor and whatever they say and all their expertise. Jesus in you is greater than all those things. So Jesus wants us to be a giant slayer and not be slayed by the giant. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would slay the giant of cancer. And you may be watching and saying, yeah, man, I've had cancer all the way. I have a genetic predisposition. That's what the doctors have said. I have a genetic predisposition. I have the genetic markers in me to have cancer. But greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. No matter what was passed on to you from your generations and in the past, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you don't have to be the victim to that predisposition and all that stuff in the past. Those generation curses can be broken and start new with you and a new redeemed, purchased, freed life from all that past stuff. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray with you that you would be a giant slayer and the line stops with you and doesn't continue on.
You may be really worried about your family and you're the only believing mate. And it says one believing mate sanctifies the household. It just takes you and you feel discouraged about that. I want you to call in. We want to encourage you that your faith is great enough to take care of all the problems of your family. And Colossians 1:20 says, He reconciles things on earth and things in heaven with the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus can reconcile. So please, call in. Don't just sit there, oh, it's pitiful. Hey, call in and get this giant slayer. He is slaying giants in your household today in Jesus' name.
Mom, you know, sometimes I think we look at the things that we have in our hands and we say, well, that's not anything. I mean, that's no big deal.
Right.
It's small. And even sometimes we think about the talents and the gifts that God gives us as no big deal. And I think we really need to be careful that the gifts and talents that God gives us are tools, resources to slay giants, not only in our lives, but also in the lives of others around us. So you may be listening today and you've got friends or you've got relatives that have giants in their life. And we would love to pray for those friends or relatives that have things that seem insurmountable, things that they seem just can't get over. They seem to be dominated and in the shadow of those giants, whether it's job issues or whether it's divorce in your friend's life, your family life, all these things that seem to be just monstrosities. And God wants to slay those giants. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for your friends and your family, whatever those giants are in their lives. Sometimes we look at our lives and we're like, well, I'm blessed and God has prospered me and I'm highly favored and all these things. But we look around us and the friendships that we have, the family relationships, those sometimes have giants in them. So we'd love to pray for those giants in your friends and family's life, that God would absolutely slay those giants and that those individuals would know that God loves them because of God's victory that overcomes those giants. So we encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. In a minute, we're going to come back here, just in a few seconds here, we're going to come back. And I want to pray with you as well about the giant of jobs. Sometimes we have job problems and God wants to overcome those.
What giants are you facing in your life right now? Whether you're facing a financial giant, a personal giant, or the giant of fear, with God's help, you can slay those giants. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's CD, How to Slay Your Giant Problems. Just as David defeated Goliath, you will be empowered through the tools Marilyn gives you to face and defeat the giants in your life. We will also send you Marilyn's 3-CD teaching set, Becoming a Giant Slayer. We all face giants, sometimes more than one. Marilyn has filled this series with wisdom principles and supernatural strategies so you can put the enemies of your health, wealth, peace, and happiness to flight. To help you stand on God's Word, we will also include the Faith Scripture card. Don't run away. Run toward your giants. Become a giant slayer today. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
As we finish this last little piece, I want to pray with you for jobs. I have a friend of mine that couldn't keep a job more than 4 to 6 months. Every 4 to 6 months, always changing, job hopping. And they needed to desperately keep a job. I've had another friend who couldn't find a job for 2 to 4 years And both of these individuals, after receiving prayer, absolutely had a tremendous breakthrough. My friend that every 4 to 6 months changed, now they've had the same job for like 5 years, continuous years. My friend who couldn't get a job for 2 to 4 years has a job, and it's a good, sturdy, healthy, constructive job that complements their talents and the needs of that business. So I want to pray for you that God would help you in this scenario. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for each person watching who's struggling on the job thing, God, whether they need a job or they need to keep a job. I pray now for these husbands that are in this struggle, and I speak now favor on their lives, favor and wisdom, the right doors to knock on and the wrong doors to stay away from. I thank you, Father, that you guide their steps, and as the bread earner of this family, that you prosper the work of their hands, Psalms 90:17, that jobs are not going to be a problem for them, but it's going to be a giant in the rearview mirror because of your victory through them, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I encourage you, hop on the phone. We want to keep praying for you that God absolutely keeps that giant slayed, right, dead, and no longer you being the victim to the giant, but rather the victor over the giant.
I want those people who have back problems to receive a miracle today. You know, I had a malformed spine, and I was 36 years old, and we prayed and believed God, and today, you know, I'm 85, and they tell me I have the most wonderful spine. I have a new one. I want you to call in, and we're going to believe God that He gives you a new spine. I believe He has spare parts in heaven, and you've got one of those today. Call in for prayer. We love you.
Another giant, Mom, I feel in my heart is the giant of what I would call chronic divorce. Right? Chronic divorce. I'm thinking about this as the lady at the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, you want to talk about chronic divorce. This lady had, this was a giant for her. I mean, a significant giant. So much so that Jesus said to her, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. And he's like, you're right. In John chapter 4, verse 18, you've had 5 husbands, and the man you're with right now isn't your husband. You may have this giant in your life of chronic divorce. That's what this lady had, chronic divorce. Hop on the phone right now. We want to pray for you that Jesus would slay that giant. Because when she met Jesus, she went back and she was completely transformed, changed, never the same. She went back and told the men, the men in her city, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. She was completely transformed. So hop on the phone. We want to pray for you that Jesus would slay that giant of chronic divorce.
Sarah, I want people to be free from negative thinking. You know, they always think badly about themselves. They always talk badly about themselves. I can never do anything right. I want you to call in because Jesus thinks you can do anything. And so just call in. Get prayer. Listen to me now. You have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 doesn't say you're inferior. It says you're superior. Call us now.
And Mom, when they call, of course, it'd be super helpful to get becoming a giant slayer.
Exactly.
Because that thinking, you're a giant victim. But the transformation happens and change in our minds and our thoughts. We become giant slayers. Super helpful. And as you were talking, I felt in my heart led to pray for people that have psoriasis and eczema. Skin challenges,
disease.
Right? And that's a giant. So I want to pray for you right now that the Holy Spirit would bring healing into your skin and that this wouldn't be a chronic ongoing problem, but you would have victory over these skin problems. So Father, in Jesus' name, I send the word into these skin problems and I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you clear this skin. Whatever is the irritant, the cause of this, the chemical imbalance, that you would bring proper balance and alignment into this skin so it doesn't have any more itching, no more burning, no more scratch, that it's completely pain-free and no more flaking. In Jesus' name, skin to function the proper way. Thank you for doing this now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just encourage you, hop on the phone because, you know, Mom, we've been talking about all these different giants and maybe we haven't listed some of the giants in your life. Maybe you're saying, well, I'm waiting for you to call mine out. But sometimes maybe the part of the slaying the giant is you stepping out and identifying that's the giant. And that's exactly what David had to do. The giant was Goliath. And everybody knew, and everybody, I mean, it was the elephant in the room. Nobody wanted to face the giant and call it out. But David stepped up and said, that's the giant, and I'm ready to slay the giant. Maybe that's your step right now, is you need to identify and pick up the phone and call and say, this is a giant that I have. Marilyn and Sarah haven't called it out, but I will call it out, and I will set it up, because God wants to slay that giant through you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would make you into a giant slayer.
And I believe there are those of you that you feel inferior and that you don't have favor any place you go. And I want to tell you, Psalms 5:12 says you're surrounded with favor like a shield. So in the name of Jesus, I speak a wall of favor around you from this day on, that people like you, that just shock you, in Jesus' name. Call us now. And of course, let's slay this giant. This giant slayer that says to you, people don't like you, you're surrounded with favor.
Mom, sometimes I've seen this happen too. You've slayed a giant and then it comes back, right? And you're like, what's that all about? That was supposed to stay dead and buried and no longer here. It's supposed to be in the rearview mirror. But you know, in 2 Samuel 21, there were other giants that popped up. That David,
the
that
brothers,
tried to, yeah,
yeah,
the brothers of
the
Goliath
brothers.
That tried to kill David.
Right.
And I loved it because the people around David said, no more, we're not going to let you fight. We're going to fight on
right.
your behalf. And sometimes we need to fight on somebody else's behalf and say, no more. No more giants coming in and traumatizing you, victimizing you, intimidating you, and yelling out horrible things and saying, you're a failure, you're a loser, you're always going to have debt in your life. That's what I feel strongly on, debt. That God wants to slay that giant of debt. But God also wants to use us to lock arms and stand in the gap for those around us that have these giants. So hop on the phone and say, I want to be a giant slayer on behalf of those other people, on behalf of a friend, a relative, whatever, on behalf of, maybe you want to identify that one person. Maybe it's a coworker, somebody at your work that always seems to be intimidated by the giant of debt. And God wants you to stand in the gap and say, yep, no more. That coworker, Joanne, she's not going to have that problem anymore with debt. Instead, I'm going to stand there and slay the giant on her behalf. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And some of you, I know this to be true. Even the name Joanne, that's an absolute Holy Spirit-led, complete divine word of knowledge, that there's a person, Joanne, who's struggling with debt, and God wants to use you to become a giant slayer instead of being slayed by that giant. So hop on the phone, Joanne. Get on the website, whatever it takes for you, but God wants to turn you into the giant slayer rather than the giant slayee.
And you know, Sarah, I want to minister to people about what's in your hand. So many times we think, oh, well, I don't have what other people have, but what's in your hand? And that's what God said to Moses. What's in your hand? Well, just a rod. Well, that's enough. What about the woman who just, or the young man who just had 5 loaves and 2 fish? That was what was in his hand, but it ended up feeding over 5,000 people. And so, what's in your hand? Hannah said, you give me a son, I'll give him to you. And she gave Samuel, wow, we have 2 books named after him. What's in your hand? And I want you to give what's in your hand to God today and kill every giant that says you're inferior. So, Father, I just thank you that every person watching this today, whatever is in their hand, their talents, their abilities, that's enough for you to make them supernatural. They're not natural. They're supernatural in Jesus' name. Call us. We want to hear from you.
And Mom, of course, we'd love for everybody to get the CD series, Giant Slayer, because really it's super important that we put in faith. There's enough in the world that tells us to be afraid, to be intimidated, to scary and bad negative reports, but we need to put the Word of God in. I call it, so to speak, replacement therapy. So instead of entertaining the negative report, and that's exactly what the problem was for this 12 spies, and the Israelites believed the negative report rather than God's report. And this CD series will help you to believe and put your faith and confidence in God's report and not the negative report. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Of course, we want to pray for you. You just itemize whatever that giant is that we can pray about for you as well. Make sure you grab a copy of these CDs, Becoming a Giant Slayer. Remember, greater is He who's in you than he who's in the world, and He brings you to success today.
What giants are you facing in your life right now? Whether you're facing a financial giant, a personal giant, or the giant of fear, with God's help, you can slay those giants. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's CD, How to Slay Your Giant Problems. Just as David defeated Goliath, you will be empowered through the tools Marilyn gives you to face and defeat the giants in your life. We will also send you Marilyn's 3-CD teaching set, Becoming a Giant Slayer. We all face giants, sometimes more than one. Marilyn has filled this series with wisdom principles and supernatural strategies so you can put the enemies of your health, wealth, peace, and happiness to flight. To help you stand on God's word, we will also include the Faith Scripture card. Don't run away. Run toward your giants. Become a giant slayer today. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Giant killers produce giant killers. David had over 31 men who killed giants. I'm telling you, giant killing is contagious. And we want to pray that for you today, that you are a giant killer and you're very contagious. People who get around you want to kill giants too.
So let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for each and every one of us that we become giant killers and that we catch that and that we don't let ourselves become the victims of giants, but rather victors over giants. Thank you for helping us to change our mindsets today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And of course, we would love to pray for you. Some of you watching right now, you have children and you're super concerned about your kids. They're not serving Jesus and they're absolutely making some poor decisions. And you've done everything you know to do in the natural and it just doesn't seem to turn it. We want to pray for your kids. And some of you, it's also your grandkids. So hop on the phone, give us the names of your kids, your grandkids, quickly. We don't need to know all the details for every single one of them, but if you just give us the names, we will pray for them, that God would turn them into giant slayers rather than being slayed by giants. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and we know that God answers prayer. We know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, and nothing's too big for God. I love what Mary said in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. And I would say this to you, no one is impossible. Not only no thing, but no one. No one is beyond the love of God and the power of God and the compassion and the redeeming power of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead for our victory over giants. So I encourage you today, you are victorious because He lives in you today.